All right, hey, today on the Contractor Fight, I want to talk just for a couple minutes about some time management tips for you to grow a stronger business. Listen, we only have so much time each day. There's only so much energy that you can put towards something and do it with excellence. And so I just want to share with you a couple things that I do and that I've seen other successful people do to help them really take control of their schedule. Now listen, first thing is you can't manage time. Time is ticking no matter what, all right? But what you can manage is your energy and your priorities. And so so real quick, right out of the gate here, I want to encourage you to identify your most important tasks for the year. Start at the level of the year. Like, okay, if there was just one main thing that I could accomplish in my business in 2018 or whatever year it is, what would that thing be? So let's just say maybe you have a profit goal of $100,000 or whatever. You know, you want to have $100,000 of net profit after everything else is paid. That's your one main goal. Now, there's a lot of other things that have to happen in the year. I totally get that. But when you're focused on that most important thing, and this is some of the stuff I share, I'm influenced by. There's a book called The One Thing, and I'll put the link in the show notes. I would encourage you to buy it. But how do you know if you have the right goal? If that were the only goal that you were to reach in 2018, would it be enough? Would you be happy? Would you feel like it was a successful year? All right, so then you break it down and you go, okay, well, what needs to happen this month to get me, you know, one step closer to achieving that goal of $100,000 in net profit or whatever your goal is, okay? I'll just use that one for our example here. And some things might be, you know, for the month of April here, when we're releasing this episode right now, it might be there might be a number of smaller goals that you want to reach in the month of April that are going to get you towards that bigger goal. So one might be ensure that, you know, all production rates and estimating is up to par, meaning we're on the same page with how much we're charging for things, how long things are taking, because that's where profit leaks happen. Another thing might be, you know, I want to reach out to every past customer in my database this month and give them a phone call or an email or a combination of both. It might be, you know, conduct another April goal might be conduct a sales training, couple sales trainings for your team, for your foreman. It might be tracking your leads. There's a number of different things that you can do. And then what you do is you break it down to the weekly. Okay. So you go, what's one big thing in the year? And then there's the month. What do I need to do? This is like, what do I have to accomplish this month? And then when you break it down to the week, this is your big rocks for the week. And so, you know, earlier I said we might have to do some sales training with our team or whatever. That becomes a big rock, a priority. You put it on the calendar and you get it done. You time block your time for these things. So listen, today's little tip here is front and center in my life, because I'm always looking for ways to be more effective, more productive, take advantage of my strengths and things like that. And when you're working on the right things, doing the right things in the right way, in the right order, you are more likely to hit those goals. All right. So anyway, to get more stuff like this, I want to make sure that you also are aware that we have our Contractor Fight daily tips that go out, and you can consume those in less than 2 minutes a day. All you got to do is text the word tips, T-I-P-S, to 719-299-3852. Text the word tips, 719-299-3852, and you'll get added to that. And you'll get these tips every day to help you out as you are cranking your business. All right, so don't blow this off. Take some time. Identify what your number one goal is for the year, what needs to happen this month, and what needs to happen this week. And when you do that each and every month, each and every week, you're working on the right things in the right order at the right time, you are more likely to hit your goals. And I will see you guys next time on the Contractor Fight. Travis, bring in those guitars.